Nature in springtime. So taking a few moments to adopt a comfortable posture, one that can reflect your intention for your practice today. So your posture is like a container for your meditation. If your posture is a mix of alertness and ease, then that can be reflected in the mind. And once you've made any final adjustments that you might need to do to be warm and comfortable, tall spine, then listening to the sound of the bell, letting it help you make a pause to stop the day that already has been and to start now some time just for you. So imagining a beautiful nature scene in springtime. Spring being the season of new beginnings, hope, creativity, a lightness of being. Imagine being outside somewhere calm and quiet. Either sitting or lying down, maybe on soft, sweet-smelling green grass, or maybe a garden bench. Keeping your eyes slightly open, or if you prefer, closing. Either way, bringing to our mind's eye this springtime scene. Maybe snowdrops or daffodils blowing in a warm breeze. Insects or birds flying by. Beginning to notice the breath, gently entering and leaving the body. Having a light focus on the movements of the breath. Breathing in now a little more deeply than usual. And then gently releasing this breath. Beginning now to invite the in and the out breath to be roughly equal in length. So you might find it useful to count. Or if you prefer, making movements of the fingers of one hand for the in-breath and the other hand for the out-breath. you might have noticed already the mind's completely normal tendency to wander away. And that's absolutely fine. So each time we notice, we gently guide the mind back to the breath and our mode of counting. Returning again and again to our body and our breath, resting underneath a calm springtime sun. It doesn't matter how many times we have to bring that mind back. Each time just strengthens our ability to notice when the mind has wandered off. So it's all good. In meditation, we are not trying to get rid of thoughts. We're not trying to stop thinking. Just notice when the mind has become distracted and kindly guide it back. Feelings, physical sensations, thoughts will continue to pop into the mind. Our aim is simply to try and not get too caught up with them. And if we do, as soon as we notice, bring that mind back to the breath and the equalizing. Starting now to focus more on the out-breath. Allowing the body to become slightly heavier and sink down with each exhalation. The body becoming safer. Stiller. With each out breath. Settling down into the ground like a strong, large mountain. Letting go of equalizing the length of the in and out breath now. Allowing the breath to find its own pace and rhythm. Staying with this image of the body like a mountain. And if it helps, keeping on the practice of sinking and settling with each out-breath. without now trying to change the length of that out-breath in any way. So for the next few exhalations, perhaps repeating a gentle mantra, body like a mountain. And then slowly letting go of the mantra. Once more, simply enjoying the flow of the natural breath in the body. Noticing the lightness, the ease of how the body breathes. Almost as if the breath was like a spring breeze, gently caressing your face, taking away any troubles. And if it's useful for the next few out breaths, repeating another mantra. Breath like a breeze. Deciding for yourself if it's more comfortable to say that on every second breath, if not each out breath. Once again, letting go of any words. Being aware of the body in its position. Safe and stable like a mountain. The breath flowing effortlessly, like a warm spring breeze. And lifting the attention to the centre of the chest, or if you prefer, the solar plexus. And here imagining warmth, almost like an inner sunshine, melting away any tightness or troubles in the heart. Placing a hand in this area, if it helps, for as long as you like. And on every or every other exhalation, repeating, heart like the sun. releasing the words, whatever suits you. Maybe allowing a deep breath in through the nose, sighing that breath out through the mouth. Once again, aware of our imaginary springtime scene. The sounds of birds. Maybe the feeling of grass in between our fingertips. Our body resting on the ground like a mountain. And the breath coming and going like a warm breeze, taking any worries far away. Our hands resting wherever is comfortable. The heart resting at peace, warm and quiet. Heart like the sun. Noticing now the mind and imagining the mind like a clear, light blue sky. Maybe with a few clouds occasionally arising all by themselves, equally drifting away. Without any need for interference from us. So these clouds simply like thoughts, floating in and out of the mind, like a constant blue sky. And again, for the next few out-breaths or alternate exhalations, repeating the phrase, mind like the sky. And releasing any words now, settling once more down into the body, feeling the support of that stable earth beneath and the warmth of the sunshine from above, aware of the sounds in the air around us. Resting here for a moment with absolutely nothing to do. Just be. returning to that simple practice of noticing when the mind has wandered away and guiding it back to the present moment. And if it helps, you can guide the mind back to the breath as an anchor for our awareness. And if it helps, you can return to the gentle mantras to keep that mind here and now. Repeating all four phrases, one at a time, on each exhalation. Either repeating or having a few breaths in between without any phrases at all. And the four mantras are body like a mountain, breath like the wind, heart like the sun, mind like the sky. Body like a mountain. Breath like the wind. Heart like the sun, mind like the sky, so choosing yourself if these phrases suit you or if you want to adapt them in any way. Body like a mountain is sometimes swapped for body like a tree. So experiment to see if that works better for you today. Equally, you can choose to have breath like the breeze or breath like the wind. Find the phrases that suit you best and repeat them calmly, like a mantra of peace for body, heart, and mind. And each time concentration slips, being pleased that you've noticed, simply start again. carrying on with these pleasant, calming mantras, or letting them slip away whenever that feels right for you. Staying in posture. Staying in this springtime scene. Resting. Simply being. Not now trying to meditate or even be mindful. Just enjoying a few more quiet moments. Simply noticing whatever's happening in your experience right now, without searching for anything. As we come to the end of our practice today, feeling that connection to everybody meditating, all connected regardless of time or place, knowing we are never alone. And we can always make a few moments to tap into this human connectivity. So dedicating the benefits of our practice today to our own developing mindfulness, in the hopes that will also benefit people around us. Also people we do not know or have yet to meet. So that these benefits can ripple endlessly outwards in ever-growing circles.